You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and... Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning. Dumb controls. He's taking your calls, too, and we want you to listen to the Civic Media app and join us, if you can. Just go to WMDX on the Civic Media app. Then you can text us or voice note us or just give us a call. And I don't even know what the phone number is.
Well, John, let me just tell you what that phone number is. Okay. 608-879-8255. Would you like me to repeat that? 608-879-8255. So good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's John and Gordy, and we're off and running here.
Yeah.
We've got mostly cloudy skies and 36 degrees. Highs today in the upper 50s, and the clouds are going to stay with us through most of the day.
Well, that's nice to know. Nice cloudy day, you know. Every day is a cloudy day
for me. You have a cloud over your head right now.
I know. I bring it with me.
Follows you around.
But, there's a lot of stuff going on. We do not have the time to cover it all here today.
We do what we can.
We will try to include a lot of it tomorrow as well, because I discovered a whole bunch of stuff overnight. And this morning, my wife is, sometimes when she can't sleep, she scrolls, and boy, did she find some stories. And
really?
There's just so much out there that it is a fire hose of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Nonsense that will destroy and kill all of us. Right?
Okay, so thank you for keeping us posted. Good morning, Dom. How are you this fine morning?
I'm doing pretty good,
How was your visit to the doctor? Anything happen with that?
Fill us in, boy. Come on,
we're
man.
Worried about you.
Yeah.
Man, they just told me that I have to keep a food journal, and they have to I have to worry about my dairy intake. And that's all they said. And they've been saying that for the past 10 years.
Well...
Well, have you tried to cut back completely on dairy?
Yeah, eliminate.
Find out what's going on. Maybe lactose intolerance.
No,
you haven't tried, or
I
you don't know.
I haven't tried.
Well,
because I love dairy.
Well,
maybe that's what they're trying to.
Maybe
tell
they're trying
you.
To tell you that. Yeah.
Maybe, but I just love. I love dairy so much.
Do you?
Yeah, I can't give it up.
Well, you know, it's mostly just milk.
Yeah.
So the cheese doesn't really have that much of an effect. Sour creams don't have that kind of effect, believe it or not.
Are you lactose intolerant?
And creams don't.
John?
I am.
Yeah.
I am, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I had stomach problems all my life until the doctors discovered lactose intolerance. So it was them that discovered it. I was hearing about it, but I didn't know, you know, and they asked me to fill out a diary, which I thought was a complete waste of time. You eat all these different things all day long. How do you keep a diary?
And I did that a couple years back, and I just completely, I left it because I forgot about it. I just eat random stuff throughout the day.
How long are you supposed to keep this diary?
They said a month. So, about 30 days.
Come back in 30 days,
yep.
Bruce. God. You fell for that. It's just kids, man. They take that kind of crap. Boy, if that were my doctor, I'd be grilling him solid on this stuff.
Oh, boy. We'll have Lisa Bernard joining us in a little while, about a half hour, from the Dane County Humane Society with some unusual pet suggestions.
Is that a mouse?
Well, it's a mouse or a hamster or some sort of rodent. I'm not sure. Looks like there may be several.
Yeah.
And a dog and a cat. Yeah, we'll find out from Lisa Bernard in a little while. Do we have the sunrise and sunset times? We didn't check it yesterday, and a lot of people came up to me, you know, on the street and asked me, why didn't John do the sunrise and the sunset? I don't know. Talk to him. That's what I say. You know,
no wonder so many people are asking me about it. I thought that was a little unusual.
Did they go to Costco and stop you there?
Yeah, well, everybody in Costco was asking me, but, you know, come on, man. Buy your own Samsung watch. 7:27 this morning is sunrise time. Gee, that's really late. We better
Fall back.
Those clocks fall.
That's this weekend.
Oh no, really?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, great.
We fall back.
All right, and because it's way out of proportion here. Yeah. Sunset time is 5:54.
Okay. All right.
So if we set the clocks back,
there we go.
It's going to be 4:54 sunset time.
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
I do. You know, I take my dog out before sunset, and if I can't take her out for that last 2 hours you know, I'm so used to, she's so used to, it's going to be, she's going to drive us nuts.
Freak out.
We won't be able to watch TV at night at all. I mean, you know, they bother you. When they want something to do, they bother. You had a border collie.
I did. Yeah, I've had a couple.
They don't leave you alone.
Right. No, they don't. They want something, they let you know.
Yes, they let you know, and they keep letting you know until...
Until you discover what that is.
Well, no, until you're driven insane. And you have to go into the rubber room and calm down a little bit.
Rubber room. Let's go to the phones. Matt is on the line from Middleton this morning. What do you have for us, Matt?
Morning, guys. The more I learn about Mussolini, the more revealing it is of what Trump is doing, because it's really crazy.
Yeah.
Mussolini came up with drain the swamp. That was his line.
Oh,
really?
And the other thing is the relationship between a narcissistic, non-religious authoritarian with the church, because the church is full of a lot of rubes that you can control and convince to do things. And you don't have that strong enough block to support you without corrupting the church. And if you look back at when the Black Lives Matter protests and he held up the Bible, you know, that's what that signal was. Okay. And they also have to do big moves like destroying the White House to leave their mark, and also kind of, like, because now they're talking about Trump as being the builder, right? Because he's destroying so many things. So they have to,
have to rebuild.
You
know what I mean? There's that projection, and they have to create the opposite image in his cult, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yes.
But as far as pets, my girlfriend's moving in soon, and I'm going to have a dog, a cat, and a snake. All of a sudden, I don't have any pets.
She's got a dog, a cat, and a snake?
Yeah, and the cat gets on the snake's aquarium and triggers him, so the snake's hungrier.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
All right, well, keep us posted on that. See how that works out.
You know, everything you brought up kind of makes sense in regards to Trump. But then again, he isn't that smart in order to carry out all of the things that you just mentioned.
That's a mistake, I think. We can't assume that he's stupid. He's not. He's playing us. There's a plan to this. And he learned on The Apprentice that there's the show. There's the front cast, the people that are in the camera, and then there's the background. So all the propaganda we see in the news and stuff, that's the show.
Yeah.
But what's really happening is the dangerous stuff behind the show, like this war with Venezuela that he's going to start.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. In fact, he probably has memorized every little detail of what these dictators eventually do and how they carry it out. And that's his real agenda. That's what he likes. That's his favorite thing. That's his hobby. And he's carrying that out. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
But a sign of hope, really, is that Mamdani guy, because it turns out the opposition leader in Turkey against Erdogan, he was a similar figure. He went door to door, just walked the streets for weeks and months, just talking to people. And he became such a popular figure that Erdogan had to put him in jail because
Yeah.
It was such a force after that.
Well, I know there's opposition to Orban as well. Orban's getting a lot of blowback. In fact, it doesn't look good for him. So, yeah, we'll see there's about all of this.
Yeah, and they're trying to take away the citizenship of Mamdani.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, they don't like. Yeah, they don't like. I was watching Mike Johnson, lay into Mamdani yesterday. I was thinking to myself, this reminds me of the old toothpaste commercials where you put up the invisible shield and the decay. They would get really angry and mad, and they'd be, shouting at the invisible shield.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what I was thinking. They're really angry. They're really mad. They're going to do something about it.
Yeah.
But they can't because the invisible shield, which is Antifa, or the forces that are against fascism. I don't know why that would be a villainous thing or a terrorist organization, but my head can't stretch around those ideas that far. It's beyond anybody's hope. Okay, well, hey, Mark is trying to help you out with your milk intolerance.
He's telling us it's possible.
Yeah. It's possible. He says the lactose-free milk is great. The sad thing is that Woodman's had gallons of lactose milk from Sassy Cow.
Yeah.
That's gone. I haven't seen another Sassy Cow gallon of milk. And the good thing about it was they were about $4.50 for a gallon. But that's the price of a half gallon.
Ooh.
For all the other lactose milk producers that you can buy at the stores. So I don't know why they stopped, but for people that need lactose-free milk, Sassy Cow, get your act together, man. I'm really angry. I'm ticked off. And then, by the way, Mark also said that there is also A2 milk.
I wonder what A2 milk. What is A2 milk?
A2 milk is a different kind of protein. It's a cow that in their milk they have a different kind of protein. It's not the regular every lactose form. I don't know. There's something in it. But here's the thing. I think I tried it and I didn't really find it. It worked. It still has lactose in it, I believe. In some way, shape, or form. So I'm not sure. The jury's still out on A2. I'm not sure what to do with that. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm not, the jury's still out in my mind. I'm going to have to try it. That's it.
Well, maybe we should have a taste test one of these days. Bring in some different types of milk.
Maybe I'll bring in A2 milk tomorrow. Yeah, and I'll try it on air.
No, let's not do that.
I'll get our stomachs going.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's all I need.
We were talking about, Dom and I, before the show, we were talking about Amazon. You seen these things every year? They sell pallets of stuff, just leftover stuff from the warehouse.
No.
They box up these pallets, and I guess they sell thousands of these for really discount price. You don't know what you're going to get.
It's all mysterious.
There's three different sizes, right? Like $40, $60, and $80. But it's a whole pallet of electronic stuff.
Wow.
Like,
I'll take it.
Cell phones.
Yeah, did you buy something?
No, we're thinking we should get everybody pitch in.
Yeah.
And that way everybody gets something. It'll be our Christmas to ourselves.
Maybe we can build our studio here.
The way we want to have it?
We can finish it.
Well, they had all kinds of headphones and laptops and in one pallet. I mean, it seems like a real bargain. And it's all new stuff. It's not junk.
And if you don't want it, go to your local hoarder and they'll take the rest.
That's right. Just getting going on a Tuesday morning. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Calls, we want your phone calls. Gotta have your phone calls today. Here's the number to call.
Here's the number to call.
608-879-8255.
What's that number again? WMDX, yeah, baby. You like that?
I do. I do like that.
608-879-8255.
I don't think anybody put together a phone number like that before ever.
That was great.
Yeah. No one's having a phone number jingle.
You want to hear it again?
You are groundbreaking.
Play it again.
Yes, play it again. You caught me by surprise.
We want your phone calls. Gotta have your phone calls today. Here's the number to call.
Here's the number to call. 608-879-8255.
What's that number again?
That's 608-879-8255.
WMDX.
Madison. Wow. Yeah, man.
Yeah, now, did you add that other effect in there?
Yeah. Yeah, I put that in.
Okay. I was going to say.
That's called the telephone
effect.
If
you can get AI to throw in a telephone effect, that's pretty tremendous. I like that a lot.
Well, yeah, thank you.
Listeners probably hate it.
Well, but they can call us and tell us. Now they know the number. All makes perfect sense to me.
Yes.
Your problem is.
Yes, let us know.
Okay.
Man, that is great stuff.
I've been fooling around with AI, making some jingles here and
you
there.
You are the wizard.
We had to do some editing afterwards.
He sent me like 30 cuts of all just random stuff.
I know. I went down the rabbit hole on this thing. But, it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, I was stuck, with making long songs. So and it was very frustrating. I just had to stop.
I find the shorter the better on these things. Somehow AI starts to, it knows what you want after, after you work with it for a while. It's like, oh, okay, well, here's something
else.
So
you only give it a few lyrics and it has to work with that. Then you can edit it up.
Yeah, the key is try to create lyrics that are sort of poetic, like there's rhyming in there and the syllables are rhythmic. I mean, line to line, never mind. I don't know what I'm trying to explain. Just got to work with it. And play with it. So, anyway.
Well, you could always, when we have Dr. Tim Slecker in here, he likes AI a lot. You give him a few
make
tips
a busted,
on.
I'll make busted a busted pencils jingle.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll work on that.
Yeah. Shock him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
He'll be with us on Thursday.
Right? All right.
In about a half an hour, we'll be talking with Lisa Bernard from the St. Joe County, or from the Dane County. Boy, flashing back to Indiana. Dane County Humane Society. Okay. Worked with the Humane Society over there for many years.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
Boy, I don't know.
What else? Weather today looks fine. Mostly cloudy, no rain, high near 57 right now. It's 37 degrees here.
CBS taking over, new owners, and
a new CEO.
The CEO's doing the news department is not good.
Yeah.
In fact, they're starting to attack guests on the talk shows and giving them questions that you would hear mostly on Fox News and accusing some of the Democrats of doing things that only a Fox News anchor would accuse them of doing. So we're seeing a complete turnaround on CBS News, one of the big stations. The thing that I'm thinking about this is again over the air, and the FCC controls over the air stations.
Right.
And if we have a problem with what's happening on an over-the-air station, this isn't like cable complaining about, the Fox News host.
Right.
If they start goofing off, if they start sounding very, very partisan and political, we might have a case suing CBS. They are an FCC-controlled station, over-the-air station. So this is different. This is a different ball game. I don't think they know it, and they're going nuts here. Let's see what happens, but I hope somebody takes the mantle on this and then goes forward and sues CBS for, whatever they're trying to do content-wise.
Well, John Dickerson announced that he's leaving CBS, and that's a
big
loss.
He's been there for many, many years.
He's been there a long time.
Wow.
And they just made him the anchor of the evening news again, months ago or less.
Yeah.
Or with Maurice's name. But anyway, it's a two-person anchor show. But yeah. John Dickerson leaving CBS, man,
that's... can't handle it.
Yeah,
and it's a downward slide from here. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And you never know about the John and Gordy show.
What are you talking about?
Well,
what do you mean?
You know, we're controlled by the FCC as well. Wow. We're over the air.
Yeah.
Still, even though we're doing our podcasts, very important, those podcasts.
They're not going to take away our
cameras.
They're not going to take away our third-class FCC licenses, are they? That we used to have to get in the 70s?
Well, you know what? We haven't renewed them in a long time.
I know.
they'll probably get us on that technicality.
They could. Yeah, you don't need those anymore.
No.
But remember, you had to have that posted in the studio or somewhere in the building.
Did.
You had to have a third-class license if you wanted to be on the air. To take meter readings. That was really what the deal was. Gotta have a license.
You know,
look at a meter.
It never really helped, you know, taking a meter reading, right?
No.
We didn't know what we were looking at.
Exactly. Most they just made it up or used the numbers from 4 hours ago.
And then, of course, you know, a salesperson from the station would come in, you're not on the air. Or
really?
We got a call from Texas. We're broadcasting in Texas now. So, yeah.
Ah, those were the
days. We'd always find out just a little too late that something was going wrong with the transmitter.
Yeah. All right. It is 6:29, and coming up right around the corner, we've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report, and then we'll get into Idiocracy. Always something
to talk about
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all straight ahead on John and Gordy for this Tuesday morning. Coming right back.
Without boundaries, a place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yes. WMDX. 92.7. This is John and Gordy hanging out. In the studio, you know, we're kind of going through our paperwork here. We got a lot of stories to manage this morning. Mm-hmm. And what was this? We got something from Catherine, right? She's listening.
Yeah, we got a text. Yeah. You know, we were talking about losing our FCC licenses or third class license.
Yeah.
You used to have to have those.
We had to go to Chicago to get these damn things, too.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And it was not easy.
No.
I mean, it wasn't like an easy test. You just, you know.
Well, no, it was a tough test.
Yeah, I had to go, I think twice I had to go.
A lot of electronics. Time. Yeah, I went twice.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to know how to read meters, basically.
I didn't even know how I passed the second time.
Yeah,
but, you know, it was preparing. Yeah. It was studying for it. I hung out at a restaurant called Sambo's. Do you remember Sambo's?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, just downtown. A coffee shop, a regular family coffee shop with pancakes. And I went through like 80 pots of coffee just studying for that damn test.
Yeah. Ah, those were the days. But somehow they got rid of that requirement for on-air
they
people.
Did. Yeah, all of a sudden. Lucky I didn't go for the first class license.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, we got a text from Catherine, as Dom mentioned. Says, you're controlled by me, not the FCC. Okay, thanks for the reminder there.
Oh, sure.
Boss lady.
Yes, we always tell her that.
Hey, check out the WMDXradio.com webpage. You can find out all kinds of great things, things that are going on behind the scenes here, and also our new local events page. Really cool. Upcoming events and activities all around Madison. Just go to WMDXradio.com and click on local events.
You know, there's a lot of speculation that the ballroom is being put in because there might be, you know, a place for Trump to hide out underneath the ballroom, a little cubby hole, you know, that he can crawl into like some kind of scurrying rat.
Oh, come on. It's not going to be a small cubby hole. It's going to be a huge bunker, luxury bunker, underground. Sure. Yeah, underground living.
But of course, you know, this thing isn't going to be done unless you know, he's really fast at building, and he doesn't pay his contractor. So who's going to do that?
Yeah.
So anyway, we're thinking that he's certainly going to attempt to be a third-term president.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Now, Steve Bannon is on board with that. He's nuts. He's insane. He's deadly serious about making Trump president in 2028. So let's listen to Cut 206. This is Steve Bannon.
Well, he's going to get a third term. So Trump 28, Trump is going to be president in 28. And people just ought to get accommodated with that.
So what about the 22nd Amendment?
There's many different alternatives. At the appropriate time, we'll lay out what the plan is. But there's a plan, and President Trump will be the president in 28. We had longer odds in 16 and longer odds in 24 than we got in 28. And President Trump will be the president of the United States, and the country needs him to be president of the United States. We have to finish what we started. And the way we finish it, through Trump. Trump is a vehicle. I know this will drive you guys crazy, but he's a vehicle of divine providence. He's an instrument. Oh. He's very imperfect. He's not churchy, not particularly religious, but he's an instrument of divine will. And you could tell this of how he's pulled this off. We need him for at least one more term, right? And he'll get that in 28.
You're not driving me crazy. I'm really I'm trying to understand the coherence of the things you've just told me in the last few minutes. On the one hand, you've said the Constitution is fit for purpose. Secondly, you've said that President Trump needs another term, even though the 22nd Amendment makes pretty clear that he cannot have another term.
Why does it make that clear?
Because he's on his second term already.
At some point in time, we will make sure we go through Zanny and define all those terms.
But even if you find a way to undermine the... You will be undermining the spirit of that amendment, even if you find some way around it. And to those
people... Can the American people... If the American people, with the mechanisms we have, put Trump back in office, are the American people tearing up the Constitution? Would that be tearing up? Would the American people be going against the spirit of the Constitution, ma'am?
I think yes, actually, because what you will end up with is
so you're saying
a populist justification for a quasi dictatorship.
That's not true at all.
Yeah.
Trump.
Well,
that's what it sounds like.
It's not. Trump is a dictatorship. Did you just see the compromises he had to make on the big, beautiful bill? You see the compromises he has to do on everything, on accommodating Zelensky, on what President Trump? President Trump is nothing but a series of negotiations to kind of keep this thing rolling forward, where he's having trade-offs all the time.
Steve, you've just spent the last 20 minutes telling me we have to smash the other side. There's no room for debate. There's no room for compromise. We must smash them. And now you're telling me this is a negotiation. I mean, that's,
No.
I guess that's why it seems to me some kind of tension
there. First off, the only way President Trump wins in 2028 and continues to stay in office is by the will of the American people, okay? And the will of the American people is what the Constitution embodies. And so I think we're going to be in good hands there. We need to finish what we started. And President Trump is the instrument, a providential instrument to finish that, to finish this job.
A blunt instrument,
okay. Well, why would they have the 22nd Amendment in the first place?
Did that
is that where it ended? Okay. Yeah.
Well,
if he could run again, then Barack Obama could run again.
Yeah.
Right?
But a good debate.
Yeah.
An excellent debate.
Mm.
He lost that debate.
Bannon was
not good. That is not a good show for him. But anybody with an English accent could certainly convince me just by the accent
alone. The way
alone.
They talk? Yeah. Really?
She had me, you know, just with the first word.
I didn't see you kind of melt there.
Yeah,
she was talking.
But she really nailed him on that. And I think that, you know, they really didn't vote for a third term, did they?
No.
When they voted him back in this time around, were they voting for a third term as well? Because that is the claim now for some reason. And by the way,
just nuts. I mean,
look, the country is falling apart as we speak. Can you imagine 3 years from now, all of this talk about a third term is not going to matter.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to get that through anything. So anyway, it's an interesting cut.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's go to something just as surreal. And this is Stephen Miller. And you got to wonder, after listening to this, you just got to wonder, what country was he living in at this time? Could okay. we listen to cut 208? This is 208.
Let me just say, Mr. President, that this country was going to die without you. This country was going to actually die without you. That's what we were facing in 2024. We've been invaded for 4 years. Our communities were sinking. Our public safety had gone to zero. Cartels were running entire communities.
What?
Sex trafficking, child trafficking, labor trafficking was out of control. Overdoses were out of control. The cartels were claiming more and more territory. City services were buckling. This was a country on the verge of dying.
Yeah.
And you alone saved it.
You alone.
You know, he's so right. You know, finally, I no longer have a pimp. So I'm out of the sex trafficking business as we speak. God. Yes, we were sinking real low.
Oh, everything was going down.
Did anybody notice that? Anyone in their real life, you know, shopping around, driving to work, anybody notice how bad the country was? Well, we're looking
things
at
really
it now.
Things have really changed now.
Well, now we can see it. We have troops out in the streets hauling people in unmarked vans. I heard a story this morning about that.
Yeah?
Because they changed the license plates on their vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they don't even have the license plate. Right. And get this, they don't and this was something I forgot about. The paperwork. The paper trail. Mm-hmm. They have – remember, they were using, an encrypted – meeting service. I can't remember what the name.
Oh was. Yeah, what was that? I'll come up with that in a minute.
But anyway, they were using that in order to
communicate with each other.
Yeah, in order to delete it later on.
Right.
So there's no trail of their discussions, when they met, what they talked about, and this is another part of that where they're hauling people away in immigration, citizens. Immigrants, and they're covering themselves by not creating a paper trail. So if you rent out that vehicle as an agent, you're taking that particular vehicle out, you sign it out, they don't have the paperwork to sign out anymore, or they destroy the paperwork.
Right.
So this whole thing is just a big cover-up. The whole ICE thing is so corrupt.
I think it was the Signal app.
The Signal app, yes.
Sorry.
So we needed to know that. So, you know, this is an administration that's not leaving a lot behind for people to go back and then prosecute them.
Right. Yeah. That's the whole idea with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No trail. Nothing to see here.
Well, it says here, Steve says, if Trump tries to run for a third term, get ready for another civil war in the United States. I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Man.
Yeah. And Mark, of course, said Bannon is a diseased, pus-filled boil. There you go.
Okay.
I think he summed it up. I think he did a damn good job.
Okay. You can text us on the Civic Media app or give us a call, 608-879-8255.
Now, this thing, this story struck me as something kind of interesting to talk about. It's an isolated confrontation that took place on a campus where a pink-haired student yelled, F you Nazi, okay, to a Turning Point USA student on the sidewalk with her little table signing people up to join up with Turning Point. And I just thought, this interaction, let's play it, okay?
Hey, Nazis, can you set up somewhere where I can avoid you easily?
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
F you, Nazi. Watch your neck.
Thanks.
Watch your neck. Wow. That was her comeback, which I thought was, pretty quick, clever, but at the same time, you know, it may be repugnant for a lot of people, it may be out of place, but this is what's happened in this country, and this is the point I'm trying to make, is that they have pushed everybody so far, the right wing has pushed everybody so far, the MAGAs have pushed everybody so far, Turning Point USA has pushed everybody too far. Charlie Kirk was a very divisive individual. He had friends of color. And that means that he was accepting of color, but he didn't. He never accepted it. He always doubted that those people were qualified for any kind of job. He always covered up his bigotry with laughter or a joke. So anyway, they have pushed the left so far now that this is their response to Turning Point USA having a little table out on campus.
Yes.
It was brutal, right, and it was uncalled for, but at the same time, I think everybody on the left is damn well fed up with all of this stuff.
Well, did you see the video of the guy that was dressed like a Nazi? I mean, he had a Nazi uniform on. Oh, we got to find that story because he did the same kind of thing. And it was sort of a party atmosphere. I forget what city this was in, but there was a guy in a full Nazi uniform that just showed up on the street, and he just did it to irritate, you know, everybody out there.
Yeah.
Well, they did get irritated, and they told him to leave, and he wouldn't leave. And then it started a scuffle, and then he ended up pushing a woman down on the sidewalk there. And I mean, it really got on hand there for a minute. We'll have to find that.
They somehow think that there won't be any pushback, any blowback.
Right.
For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
That's right. Remember, learned that in science class, didn't we?
Still working on that concept. I'm trying to disprove it.
Coming back with more. Oh, we've got the Dane County Humane Society with Lisa Bernard right around the corner. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Dogs run free, why not we? Across the swooping plain. My ears here.
John and Gordy in the morning. WMDX 92.7. Gordy, you know, just moved to an apartment.
Yes, new location. It's right near a dog park.
You're renting, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you can take out a wall now and you can put in your own ballroom if you want.
Think so?
It may not be your building, but apparently you can do anything you want, according to the president.
Declare myself president of that building.
Of that building.
The condo building. And yeah.
Because people have been talking about putting a ballroom in at that building for years.
Of course they have.
It's about time.
Put a bunker underneath it. I'm all set.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
It is 6:53. Time for us to check in on this Tuesday morning, as we do every other Tuesday, with the Dane County Humane Society's Lisa Bernard. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us this morning.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
We have a new kind of pet, at least to us. We have never heard of this before, and it's a popular pet, apparently. So what do we got? What is our first pet today?
So it's called a Daegu. It's a type of rodent that's out of Chile. Mm-hmm. So we just started receiving Daegus from members of our community. They've surrendered a few earlier this year, and now we have a new batch.
Mm-hmm.
We have Puff, who is the 5-year-old mama. She's more gray than her two daughters, Cream and Crunch, who are both 8 months. They're tan in color.
Oh,
and they're looking for a home they could go to together, because Daegus do best in pairs or groups. Hmm. So since we have three, love for them to go to one home.
Sure.
They're not huge. They're each less than a pound. They're about a half pound each. I think they're really cute. They kind of remind me a little bit of a gerbil / rat / chinchilla.
Yeah.
And I say chinchilla because they like to take dust baths.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah. So Puff, even though she's pint-sized, she has lots of personality. She's really curious and loves to explore, and she'll sit on top and just observe and watch the group. Crunch is really inquisitive and likes to explore, while Cream is curious too, but she tends to explore at her own pace, so she's a little more shy. They love to nest. They'll burrow in their sheets and stuff, so you got to be careful when you're cleaning. So and they like to chew on things, so they need appropriate items to chew on, like rats do.
I mean, you know, if you're not watching the video on this
yeah, you can see this on Facebook or YouTube.
You really are missing something in the description. You know, they kind of have the appearance of either a squirrel or a rabbit, too, a bunny.
Yeah, they're quite an interesting mix, but let me tell you, when they're in that wheel, they love to run in their wheel. They keep really active. They can really exercise. Wow. Holy cow. I'm like, I wish I could run like that.
Well, are they playful? I mean, can you bring them out of the cage and, you know, they fetch a ball or anything?
Can you throw them? Can they do it?
Well, geez. They don't fetch a ball, but they do. You can socialize with them, and it's important to like go slowly and socialize.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
They're cute though.
We got distracted here for a moment. Okay.
All right.
Well, that's Puff. That's Puff and Crunch and Cream, and preferably all going to the same home or same owner.
Okay. Let's go to the next pet.
Let's please. Let's go. So, you got a kitty cat?
We do. We'll go with the more familiar species here.
Yeah. Okay.
His name is Spud, and he's an adult. He's very handsome. He has a lot of white, mainly white on his body and his face, and then his back and the top of his head is brown. And I just love how the brown frames his face.
Yeah, cute.
When he looks at you, oh my gosh, his eyes will make you melt.
Really?
He's just like, hello, I love you.
Yeah.
He's got such gentle eyes, and they just invite you in to interact with him. He was found wandering in Middleton and came to DCHS last week. He's very friendly and affectionate, wants attention, asks for it, will even like put his paws a little bit through the through the bars to be like, hello, come closer. And he just enjoys receiving head scratches. We're learning more and more about him, but he's just super friendly.
Yeah.
He's looking for a family who will spoil him with lots of pets and affection and a home where he could just explore to his heart's content, lay in a window, watch the world outside. So.
I do that. So
yeah, that's
pretty much my life.
And we have one more pet today. Dog.
A dog named Basil. Basil is a 1-year-old, about 21 pounds. He's brindle colored, and they think he's a shepherd mix. He's so sweet.
He was transferred
last week to us from an overcrowded shelter in Oklahoma. Very fun personality. He's gentle. He takes treats really well. He walks really well on leash, too. And he likes to fence run with other dogs. He also enjoys staying close to you when he's in the yard with you. Like, he'll follow you like a shadow.
Good quality.
Good quality.
Yeah.
How big do you think he'll get?
You know, he's only 21 pounds now, and he's a year. I don't think he's going to grow much more. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Nice smile. He's got a nice smile.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was checking him out yesterday, we were saying hello and stuff, and I started walking away. He's like, he started whimpering a little bit. He's like, "Where are you going? Come back! I'm not done." So
that's Basil. But okay,
I wouldn't last a day in your office.
So it's fun to get all those snuggles. I'll tell you,
it is.
Have a minute left here, but if people are interested in those pets or others, how do they contact you, Lisa?
They can stop at our shelter when we're open. We're open today at 2 o'clock from 2 to 7. Get on our wait list to ask to meet them, or they could come on Thursday or Friday, or check out our website.
We're out of time, I quickly want to ask you about Petey, the surgery dog. Doing better? Doing okay?
You mean Ricky?
Well, it was Ricky. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Ricky.
Just a few
seconds.
He's
recuperating well with his foster, yes.
Excellent. Very good.
Super. All right.
Thank you, Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, Lisa. Thank you.
Sounds great.
All right. Yep.
Back with more after the news.
We're going to talk about Obamacare and the subsidies. Mike Johnson made some unusual comments.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.